But there's a comet that's gonna hit the Earth, and everybody's gonna die in like less than a year.
Okay.
And like, girl, Leonardo DiCaprio's in it. Tyler Perry's in it.
Really?
Yeah, there's like a lot of celebrities in this movie,
What?
and it's on Netflix. And I was like, I was about to watch it one day last week, and I saw that it was 2.5 hours, and I was like, never mind, because I'm not
Yeah.
watching this for 2.5 hours. So, and then everybody's been talking about it, like saying how good of a movie it is.
Like everybody keep making the same movie though. There's like another one called Moonfall or something like that. Something that's happening in space that's gonna kill everybody. And
Yeah. Well, it's so funny. Oh, wait, Meryl Streep. Sorry, but you just reacted the same way that the president of the United States reacted in the movie. They were like, we're all gonna die. And she was like, so? She's like, they always say we're gonna die, and we never do. You need to watch it just because of that. Is Meryl Streep is the president in the movie? And she was like,
I'm gonna let you know what I think about it too.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Single Dog Mom. I'm your host, Shayna, and of course, never too far from me is my co-host, my 4-year-old French Bulldog, Luke. All right, so in that convo clip there, you heard me and my friend talking about the movie that just came out on Netflix like a few weeks ago. It's called Don't Look Up. I would say like it's worth watching if you know, yeah, I would say it's worth watching, but I would just caution you that it's like entirely too long. But if that's not something that you really care about and you don't, like don't think 2.5 hours for a movie is too long, then definitely like go for it. But yeah, I wanted to like point out just a few and if you're gonna watch it, I guess I'll point out a few of the things that I really enjoyed about the movie. I would say like again, the only negative is that it's just too long, but for the most part, and because it was too long, it was also a little bit boring to me because it was hard for me to pay attention all the way, you know. But aside from that, it had like some funny moments. It had like a really great cast. I really enjoyed a lot of the characters. They really like got into character on this. So like, my favorite character, there's like this this old guy. He's I think they're trying to like bottle him up to be like a version of Steve Jobs and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos ish, like all in one person, just like that one guy with all the money. And like, that's like pretty much all the credentials he has is that he's just like hella rich. And so he calls all the shots. So that the guy who played that character was hilarious in a very dry, dry humor kind of way. Meryl Streep also did a fabulous job. FYI about me, I love Meryl Streep. I could sit here and watch specifically, I can watch Devil Wears Prada like all day on repeat every single day for the rest of my life, and I would be just fine. Like, I love that movie so much. Tyler Perry and his co-anchor did a really good job at like kind of bringing that, like, as it was like a very serious topic about like everybody dying, you know, they kind of brought that comedic element into it, and they kind of made it a little bit lighter for us to just be watching this movie. So they did a really good job. I loved it. They weren't in the movie. They didn't have as many parts, but I thought it was still like cute little roles that they had. And lastly, it was just a really good reality check, y'all. Like, if we don't get our acts together, we all gonna die. All right, you guys, it is time for this week's Hot Dog Topic. Hot Dog Topics is current events, but make it relatable and make it about dogs. I was pretty much like almost going to talk about Kim and Kanye this week, but then a few days ago, I stumbled across this lady's Instagram page, and it just like, I just went down this rabbit hole of like what she does and like the people that she interacts with in her job. So I was doing some research for the show, but I found this like dating coach, relationship coach lady. And, you know, that's kind of like what she sells on Instagram. Clicked on her website. It's called A Little Nudge. And by the way, I don't do free promo on this show, but I think that it is just important that I say what it's called so that you guys can understand and like go to the website and just kind of see this to understand what I am talking about. But I am in no way endorsing alittlenudge.com. Okay. So yeah, the shit is wild. Like, I think that it just opened my eyes to the fact that like the services that she provides like could have already happened or could potentially happen to me because I do like do the dating sites, you know what I mean? And so I just think it was so interesting. So, all right, so here's what she does. These are the services that she offers for people on the dating site. So I'm going to go to her website again, alittlenudge.com. And she basically will help you if you need a little nudge, like if you need help writing your dating profile, like your prompts, that what you're going to answer. If you get like kind of, if you don't know how you're going to talk to people, she'll talk to the people for you. She'll pick out matches for you. She'll respond to matches for you. It's wild. So she starts them as like packages. So package one, $350. So in package one, if you do this, you will get a 1-hour meeting with her. You're going to let her know what you're looking for in a partner and all that. You will get a complete online dating profile. She's going to write your profile from scratch, including like two dating. It's not just, it's like dating sites that don't have apps, and it's also dating apps. So I guess it's like she does all the apps and sites for you. She does a photo analysis. So she'll look at the photos that you're bringing to the table, and she'll say, ooh, that's not a good one, or oh, that's a great one, or like, ooh, I wouldn't, like, body language is important to her. So she'll talk about that. She also offers, like, additional services for photography. So if you do need to schedule a photo shoot, and if you want advice on what to wear and stuff like that, like, she will arrange that for you in your city. She'll also do a follow-up phone call for dates and follow-ups and tweaks to your profile. And then an hour of date coaching, y'all. That's $350 from the study for package one. She goes on to package two, that is $1,500. You get all of what I just said and more. And then package three, you guys, being that package two was $1,500, package three is the highest level of service, and she won't even tell you how much it costs. She's just like, call me if you want to know how much package three costs. And you get like a lot more. You get date concierge services, which actually on her Instagram page, she shows conversations that she has with her clients. She basically gives you her phone number, her business phone number, and says, text me anytime. And she'll like just talk to you about whatever, you know, you're going through. So I've heard of this before, right? I've seen movies about it. I've like heard about it happening, but I have never in my life seen this actually happening. Like I've never seen this like on a website. I don't know. It's not that I didn't really think it was real. Like I know that like dating coaches and things like that are a thing, but like, dude, if I have a question on my Hinge profile, I'm just going to ask my friend like, hey girl, what do you think about that picture? Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I wouldn't pay anybody $350 like for anything about Hinge. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, who are these people? And so I looked at her clientele. So her clients range from as young as 25 years old to as old as 70. She has a lot of older clients. So I think that makes a little bit more sense to me. She's, you know, helping them out with their love life. And she has a lot of really positive reviews from the older folks. By the way, she is like, this is like legit. She's been featured in New York Times, NPR. Like she's been like, she has hella features. So because at first I was questioning it, like there's no way. But it definitely seems like there's a way. So after taking all of that in, I was just like, who has done this to me? You know, not necessarily paid hundreds or thousands of dollars for a dating service or whatever, but like who has had like an incredible amount of help with their profile or even talking to me? Like this lady will actually message your dates for you. So like she'll do the pre-date messaging for you to where like all you have to do is show up the date. And like she's going to coach you. She's going to tell you everything that you talked about, like quote unquote, you talked about. It wasn't really you. It was her having the conversation for you. Yeah. So homegirl does all that for you. And you like, if you want to go on the date based on the information that you've given her, you will just go meet this person. And this person will think that they were talking to you this whole time, but the whole time they were talking to the other girl, the dating coach, you know? So I don't agree with this too much. I don't necessarily like it, but I understand and I respect that it is real. And people, some people do, you know, like need help in this area. So like, again, totally get it. I just don't agree with it. So like I said, I wondered who's done this to me. I don't know that anyone has done this to me. Of the guys that I've met on like Bumble or Hinge or wherever, like I've had no doubt that they were actually the person that I was speaking with, you know, through text on the app or whatever. But I had this one weird encounter that I just, I couldn't put my finger on it, but something was weird. And I guess, like, I don't know. I think someone like this guy could not necessarily use a dating coach, but somebody has to, like, talk to this guy and be like, dude, calm down. You're doing too much too soon. You know what I mean? So I can, like I said, I can understand. I can even appreciate somebody taking the extra time to have someone, like, go through their profile and make sure it looks good. A lot of people, like, if they're wanting to take this app seriously, if they're really wanting to, like, looking for a relationship within 3 to 6 months or whatever, you know, could use something like that. But again, I would just ask a friend. But here's what happened with this guy. So I'm going to call him Brett. So on Hinge, you, every week you get one rose that you can give to someone else. If you don't give someone your rose, or if you already give someone your rose, and every other like that you give to someone is like a heart. So you can go give your hearts all willy-nilly, whatever. I, by the way, don't do this. Like, I just receive hearts and roses. I don't actually give them out. Why? I'm not really sure yet. I'm just not, like I said, when I did this, like, around Thanksgiving, I was just, like, kind of seeing what was going on, seeing who was wanting to talk to me first. I didn't give anybody any hearts or roses. But like I said, you can give one person a rose per, like, week. So when people, I say that to say, like, when people give me their roses, I get, like, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, you gave me your rose. Like, you only get one a week. Okay. So this guy, Brett, he gave me his rose. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, so I'm looking at his profile, like, okay, let's see what you got going on. To be honest, I would not have, even if I were giving out roses or hearts, I wouldn't have looked twice at this guy. Like, he wasn't, like, not to say that I have a type, but, like, he just was not somebody that I'd look twice at, you know? So there was always that was, like, in the back of my head. So, like, when I do that to guys on there, it's like I'm trying to convince myself or make myself find them attractive, or, like, I'm trying to make myself like them. You know what I mean? But it's just like, girl, if it's not there, it's not there. And I should have just, like, not done that. But anyway, I'm like I said, I my ass was just flattered. When guys give me roses, I always, like, have the same reaction. I'm always, like, so flattered. I don't know. So we're talking, right? And we do the small talk. Another thing this lady says on her, like, Instagram or website somewhere is, like, she's like, oh, cut the small talk or whatever. A lot of people think that that's not important. A lot of people think that's a waste of time. I actually find it incredibly important. I think that I'm still just getting to know you. I need to know, like, I'm still trying to gauge whether or not I like you. So, you know, if we're talking about something as small as how my day was, or, like, you know, what my favorite food is, like, I think all of it is going to be worthwhile if it turns out that I actually want to, like, actually meet you in person. Because if I don't, then I'm not. How I find that out if we don't do the small talk? You know what I mean? I don't like when people get too serious too quickly, which is what Brett did. So he's like, you know, after, like, maybe 3 or 4 small talk back and forth exchanges, he was like, so what are you looking for on this app? And I was honest. I was like, you know, I'm just looking to see if I hit it off with anyone enough to, like, you know, meet them in person, maybe. I was like, other than that, I really don't have any expectations on here. He's like, okay. Now, mind you, I did not respond to him and say, and what about you? You know, I didn't ask him because I, not that I didn't care, but it's just like, I wasn't asking. But he responds and he sends me a paragraph and he tells me what he's looking for. And first of all, it was a paragraph. So I was like, damn, okay, this man is serious. Like, you know, and that at that point, I was like, I'm wasting his time, because you have all these things that you're looking for, and I can bet you without even reading this, like, I you're asking for too much already, you know? Like, you have me, I'm stressed already, you know? So of the things that he was asking for, two of the things, like, really caught me off guard. So one of the things that caught me off guard was he said that he wanted his lady to be submissive in the bedroom, whatever that means. He did explain. He just said he wants that. And then he also said that he wants someone to be a foodie, as equal a foodie as he is, whatever. So of all the things that he was looking for, I didn't really have anything to say back to that. So I was just like, I decided to just keep it light. And I tried to, like, make a joke with him, but, like, I don't think it went well. Like, I looked at all that, and I honestly, I'm not a foodie. I truly am not. So I responded to him and I was like, oh, too bad I'm not a foodie. Ha ha ha. Like, you know, like, thinking that I was just like, it was a joke. Like, Brett blocked me after that. Like, he unmatched with me. He was like, the foodie was just like a deal breaker for him. And I was just so confused. Like, sir, you gave me your rose. Like, that's the foodie is a deal breaker. Like, you have to go in knowing that, like, you cannot put this whole paragraph of expectations of someone and like have them like check all the boxes. Like, nobody's going to be able to do that for you, sir. You know what I mean? So I just thought it was so weird. But yeah, I think that as I was trying to understand the purpose and the value in this lady's business, alittlenudge.com, I think that perhaps someone like Brett could use her service. All right, guys, so this would not be Hot Dog Topics if we did not make this about dogs in some way. Again, not a company that I endorse, but I did have a company reach out to me, and they wanted me to do ads for them on this podcast, and I didn't want to. I don't do ads. Like, as you guys can see, I don't do them. I just don't, right now at least. But so it's their Instagram is called Up Dog Dates. Again, don't endorse them. Don't have nothing to do with them. But it's a dating service for people who have dogs. Isn't that so interesting? Like, these people just come up with anything. Is it like, I want to only date somebody who has a dog. You know what I mean? And I'm going to get on your app and I'm going to use your app. It's weird. Like, I don't see myself ever using a thing like that. You know, I am curious to see how it works. Like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I think it's interesting that somewhere out there, actually it's a New York based company. So this service right now, because it's like a startup, they're only available in New York City. Yeah, it's going on over there. And so maybe down the line, if I do change my mind about, you know, the ads and stuff like that, maybe I'll find out. Maybe I'll, for testing purposes, test out the app. But yeah, Up Dog Dates. All right, you guys. So before we get into my weekly confession, I do want to let you know how you can support and keep up with us during the week. So if you have any questions or you want to share your opinion with the podcast, email us at hello@singledogmom.com. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at @thesingledogmom. Visit our website, blog, and shop, www.singledogmom.com. And if you're listening right now on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do me a quick favor and tap that 5-star rating if you love the show. Thank you. All right, so quick announcement before we get into my confession. So shout out to my Instagram close friends list, the single dog mom close friends list. It is a thing, y'all. I made a close friends list maybe like 2 or 3 months ago, and I'll be on there giving the close friends exclusive private information that no one else knows. I know recently, just the other day, I was on there giving my close friends a little dating update. Mm-hmm. So about how many close friends do I have on there? About 24 people, 22 people are now informed on a little dating update. But like I said, I will be doing a bonus episode soon, and I may give an update there. But yeah, if you would like to be part of my close friends list, I just need to see it. I need to see that, you know, you're engaged, that you're like, you know, in some way a fan or like involved in the show. So I don't know if it could be comments on Instagram. It could be following the show. It could be, you know, leaving reviews, whatever. Like, when I see it, I typically do go in and I add close friends. So again, shout out to y'all. All right, guys. So last week we talked about normal conversations. And so this is actually going to do it for our connection and compatibility portion of the marriage series. And then we'll go on next week to something else. So what I want to talk about as the last topic is a deep conversation. So like I said, last week we talked about normal conversations that we couldn't have and but we should have been able to have. And, you know, I feel the same way with deep conversations. And I think that this is actually a little bit more concerning. And when I say deep conversations, what I mean, like, to me, you know, a deep conversation is like something that, you know, a conversation that you have with someone that is thought provoking. You're like, I'm being completely vulnerable with you as my partner and vice versa. You know, it's super uncomfortable. And like, you know, you don't always want to, it's hard for you to open up, and I get that it's uncomfortable, but as my partner, as like, you're like forever person ever, like, you know, it's going to be important to have those conversations. And most importantly, to have these deep conversations where we are being vulnerable and, you know, supposed to trust each other with this information. We are supposed to do this without any judgment. So like things like, you know, at the very like basic level of deep conversation, it, you know, answering the question, if I say like, hey, what's your biggest fear? And I'm not talking about like, you know, oh, snakes, you know, I'm talking about like, no, what scares you? What is that one thing that you're just like, that's deep that, you know, it's just like, damn, I never thought about it that way. You know what I mean? So like that, or like, you know, what is one of the fondest memories from childhood? Or what is one of the worst memories from childhood that you have? You know, that is a very personal question, given that, you know, some people may not have had the best, you know, childhood growing up, and they don't really like to talk about that. And I, you know, when I have these conversations with people, obviously I want to be as respectful as possible, but I think it is very important to have the conversation with your partner, you know, when you're getting to know them, and especially when you're like looking to start a family with that person, you know? So those kinds of conversations are the conversations that I wanted to have with my ex, and that I was not able to have, and that I struggled to have, you know? And so I'll dive a little bit more into that, but that's what I mean by deep conversations. So I will be completely honest. Like, I scanned my memories, y'all. Like, I looked and I thought about it, and I was just like, you know what? I sadly do not think that he and I have ever truly had a deep conversation. I really don't think that we did. It didn't bother me at first. I don't even think I noticed at first. But I noticed, like, you know, like I always do this, like, at the beginning, in the middle, and at the end. You know, I always like kind of break my relationship or my marriage up into that, like, you know, those sections. So towards at the beginning, I didn't really notice, you know, I do remember asking him about his childhood and like, you know, tell me a funny story, like, you know, stuff like that. And he told me some funny stories, but nothing ever got like super deep to the point where I was just like, damn, like, I know so much more about you now that you've told me that information, you know, or like, wow, I feel so much more connected to you now that I know this about you. And now that like you kind of explained that to me. Yeah, it never happened. And towards the middle of our relationship, I started to notice this, and I started to tell him like, hey, straight up, why don't we have deep conversations? And like, I would try. It's not like I would not try. It would just be hard for me to like do that with him. So here's the thing. I noticed that he would be having deep conversations with other people, like for sure. And I would get jealous. You know, we would hang out sometimes in groups, and, you know, sometimes like with his family or friends, and I would, you know, be with the girls and he would be with the guys and stuff like that. And, you know, I would like come out and ask them something, and then they would be like in like knee deep in a super deep conversation. And I was just like, damn. How can you do this with him? And like, you cannot, we can't be at home, like, you know, doing pillow talking. Why is this so hard for us to do? You know, so I would ask him on that front. But one specific example that I will give is, and I don't want to give too much information, because this example that I'm going to give is like not something that I know too much about, you know, given that we didn't really have too many deep conversations or any deep conversations. But I think that this is kind of what really... where I really understood that it was like, I have to find a different way to approach this. So remember when I said that, you know, he moved from out of his apartment with his roommate to in with me. So, I was helping him pack up all his clothes. And not only was I packing up his clothes, but I was also throwing away a lot of his clothes, because he like, I called him like a clothing hoarder. Like, there's no way that you're still wearing this old ass shirt from 10 fucking years ago. Like, throw it away or donate it. You know what I mean? So I have a pile of things that we're keeping, and I have a pile of things that I'm just like, hey, look at that. Are you cool with keeping that? Or are you cool with like, you know, tossing that? Or do you really want to keep it? And a lot of things he was like, oh no, I don't need that. But then there was a certain item that I put in the toss pile, and it was a pair of red Dickies, like red pants. And he just got super like, do not throw these away. Like, oh my God, these are not, no, don't, I have to keep these. And I was like, whoa, like, my bad. I was like, they look too small. I was like, I didn't even know you could fit those. Like, I just, you know, I don't know. I just put them over there. And he was like, these aren't mine. These are my best friends. And he died. And I was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. I was like, I did not even know that. And, you know, he does have this friend that he talks about sometimes. And I was like, is that, you know, this guy? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, you know, do you want to like talk about it? I was, you know, cause I could tell that he was like very worked up and I like truly did not mean to do that. And, so he, but no, he, you know, we were like in the middle of moving. So he was like, no, I'm good. He was like, I just, you know, I just don't want these pants. Like I have to keep forever. And I was like, cool. Got it. You know? So now I always knew forever that these are the pants. So, all right. So we move in. Fast forward a year, maybe 2 years. Fast forward. One day I come out of the room. I'm you know, I sleep in. I come out of the room and he's sitting on the couch and he's got those red pants in his hand. And he is, you know, clearly in his feelings and he's just fucking sitting there. Like, you know, and you know, like when you experience loss, like sometimes it's just like you just need to sit there and you just need to be with yourself. And I see him doing that. And I was like, oh, the red pants. Okay. Okay. And like, so I was like, hey, good morning. Like, what's up? And I was like, I see that, like, you know, you have the pants out. I was like, is like today his birthday or something? And, you know, he's like, I think it was the date, the anniversary of the day that the friend died. And I was like, at this point, I was like trying so hard to be gentle, but I was like, hey, like, I would really like, I see that this is bothering you. Like, you know, I know that, you know, this is not something that you really like to talk about. I was like, but I would really just like love to hear from you. Like, you know, just tell me about him. Like, you know, I want to be here for you, but I kind of don't know how, you know? And, he just wouldn't talk to me about it. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, let you be here with the pants. I was like, I'm just going to be in the room, but like, let me know. I didn't know. I felt like I was like in his way, you know, it was just, I didn't feel like I was helping. You know, he's like, no, I'm good. He's like, I just need to do this. And okay, cool. So, you know, a few more, times go by and, I brought it up to him like a little bit more, like seriously this next time. I was like, hey, like, what is it that, like, why is it that, you know, I was like, I know how it's, I know it's very hard to talk about, you know, people that you've lost and like when you're still grieving. And I totally understand that this best friend of his had died like back when they were in high school. So we had been out of high school for a bit, but still like, you know, I know it's tough. Like, you know, friends like become family and stuff like that. And I was just telling him like, I just want to know, like, I just want to know that, like, I just feel like I can't like connect with you on this. And like, I want to be able to like help you, but every time like we get here, like it's just like so awkward and I don't know what to do. Again, nope, can't talk about it. Nope. All right, so fast forward a few more years. We're actually living in a different apartment. So my family comes to town. I think it was my nephew's graduation, and my family comes to town. My mom stays with us and my sister stays with us. I was in the bedroom. I was taking a nap. I come from out of the bedroom and he's in the living room talking to my mom. And, you know, they are having a very serious conversation, I can tell. And I kind of look over, I was like, oh, my bad, you know, like, so I, listening, you know, but he's like, yeah. And like, I catch the tail end of the conversation and like, literally this guy, like my ex, he goes, yeah, and that's what happened to my best friend. And I was like, and my mom, you know, she was like, oh my God, thank you so much for telling me. Wow, I just can't believe that, you know? And like, so he had clearly like just poured out his heart to her and told her everything that I had been asking for. And I said something like right then, I'm not proud of the way that I handle some of these past situations, especially because like, you know, I'm very short tempered. I used to be like, especially when I was like a lot younger with age, I've matured, but, Some of these things that I used to do, like, I'm not proud of them. I'm just saying, like, this is how I handled it. So, like, you know, I don't think it was the right time, you know, at the end of that very serious conversation for me to be like, oh, wow, I can't believe you told my mom that, you know, but that's what I did. And because I was very offended, not because he told my mom. Mom was very easy to talk to. I'm very used to this, you know, growing up, like, I would have to always go in my room if people were over and, like, you know, revealing these things to my mom. Like, that's just my mom, you know? But I'm just like, what do I need to do? Like, what do I need to do for you to tell this to me? You guys, as sure as it's 2022, I still do not know what happened to his best friend. And I'm like, I'm such an open book. Like, but it's just like, I don't know how to teach you how to do that. Or like, I don't know if it's like, do you not trust me with this information? Like, I don't know what it is. And it's just like, why is it that I would tell you anything you wanted to know? And you can't even just tell me this one thing. But I see you having deep conversations with everybody else, you know, and I see you having and telling my mom this information that I've really just not even being nosy. Like, you know, I get it. He died. And I know how he died. But like, you know, there's more to the story that he wasn't telling me and stuff like that. And so, yeah, and like that shit just blew my mind. And I just don't understand. But yeah, that is like the one thing that I just couldn't really come to terms with, is that I wanted so badly to have that connection with him and just like to understand like him a little bit more, and I couldn't. But I can't say that without saying, I try to like do this self-reflection, you know, at the end of this, because I'm not saying that I'm perfect. Again, I sometimes am a firecracker and I can just like be very unpredictable in my responses. But so I don't want to like say all this to be like, oh my God, he did all this and I did nothing. I was an angel. I don't know if there was anything that I don't know what I could have done on my end to make maybe the environment more. I don't know if he just didn't feel comfortable, like I said, talking to me. Do you not think that this is like a welcome space, like a safe space to talk? Like, I don't know what I could have done. I really don't. I think that sometimes, like, you know, as we matured and like, you know, he's only a year older than me, so we're pretty much the same age. I think that we were just on different levels of maturity as we continued our relationship. So for him, I can tell you like this, I found out just recently, just like within the past few years, I found this out. And I would say like maybe in 2016, he was like really into Eric Thomas. Eric Thomas is a pastor. He's a public speaker. He's a motivational speaker. He's a great guy. But I do remember that back in 2016, my ex used to listen to Eric Thomas all the time, be watching his YouTube videos, this and that. Like, he used to be like, Shayna, let's like listen to this, like, you know, and I wasn't on that at that time. I remember because like, I remember it would be early. Now he's like a early morning bird person, you know, and I was like, not. I was like, dude, don't be waking me up. And I'm like, I just need some coffee, like, you know, I need to like pee first, like, don't, I'm sorry, I just can't listen to this right now, he's too hyped. Like, if you've ever seen or heard Eric Thomas, like, Eric Thomas is like always on 100, you know, and like he would like to listen to Eric Thomas in the morning, and I was just like, it's too early for this, you know. So but like I said, the point is that I remember him trying to, I wish that I would have had the sense back then to realize like, hey, he's trying to connect with you right here, because Eric Thomas be on some real shit. You know what I mean? And like, it's crazy because now, y'all, I love Eric Thomas. Like, I've listened to like, I think I've listened to like all his, like, he comes out like with these albums and stuff like that. I've listened to all of those, his motivational, like, he gets like, thank God it's Monday and stuff. Eric Thomas, that's my guy right there. You know what I mean? And now here I am. And I didn't realize that until I was like, I think I started listening to Eric Thomas when I was like 30. You know, and it was just like, girl, you were years late on the Eric Thomas train. And he was on the Eric Thomas train years before me. You know what I mean? And he tried to put me on, and I just like wasn't on that at that moment. You know what I mean? So like, it's just that like we were on different levels of maturity. And so if there, like, as far as self-reflection goes, if there was anything that I, you know, if there was anything that I contributed to it that like wasn't helpful, was probably something like that. Something like him trying to connect with me, and because, you know, listening to that message from Eric Thomas was very, you know, valuable, and he wanted to share it with me, and I just wasn't trying to receive it. Yeah. So that's going to wrap up this topic on connection and compatibility. Next week, let me see, what's the topic? I guess I could tell you. What is the topic for next week? We are going to go into personal beliefs. So we'll start, we'll finish the, well, I'm sorry, we'll continue with the marriage series with a new topic next week, personal beliefs. Thank you as always for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye.